This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
How you doing, brother?
Good. Can't complain. It looks like the Canes had one hell of a weekend with some commits. The running back that you predicted and others.
Yeah, Damian Martinez, who's the number two running back to enter the portal at the end of last season. Quishon Junkins was the best one. He ended up at Ohio State. He's an all SEC running back. But Damian Martinez, second team, all Pac-12, 1,100 yard rusher. Really solidifies the running back position for Miami. And, they've added weapons around Cam Ward. They went out, they brought in the leading receiver at Houston last year, Sam Brown, the guy who, like I said, led them receiving, played already in this offense under Shannon Dawson. So they got two guys on offense, and then they went out and brought in linebacker Jalen Allman, who's a starter for Louisville, who of course played in the ACC Championship game and beat Miami last year. Alderman started games, played for Derek Nicholson, who's Miami's linebackers coach. and then they went out and got Danny Hill from Marshall, a 9-game starter last season for the Thundering Herd, a guy who played for Miami's cornerbacks coach and played for Lance Guidry as well. So as I told you last week, as I telegraphed it or tried to telegraph it to our listeners here, that's exactly what happened. And, they're not done. They're still trying to add some defensive linemen. Kid out of Tennessee/Louisville. He ended up going to Louisville for a semester back in the portal. Edge rusher with 6 sacks last year, Tyler Barron. And then a defensive lineman from Michigan State, Barrow, who's visiting here in the last 24 to 48 hours. So they're not done. They said goodbye to some guys that were bench guys that really weren't too productive. And just making room, trying to get the best 85 on the roster, man. That's what Mario's trying to do.
Yeah, no, listen, it looked like, you got some guys, and these are the guys that you can get a little excited about because they're not recruits where, they're just coming in as freshmen. These are transfers, and they're coming in to help right away. And
right.
So that's a good thing, and especially the running back, too, because knowing that your stud is still coming back from a serious foot injury, that would be really nice insurance.
Yeah, and you don't want to start the season, right, with a bunch of freshmen or young guys who haven't played. Mark Fletcher is going to be the man here eventually if he can recover fully from some of the injuries that he sustained here as a freshman. They like A.J. Allen. I thought A.J. Allen flashed. Think back to that touchdown where he hurtled over the defender. I think it was against Virginia. They like those guys, but you needed a number one, especially if you're going to try to, win the conference this year get to the college football playoff, which is what they're aiming for. So I think this was the right decision. They went out and they got Martinez, who's a hungry guy, really wants to prove himself. And let's face it, he's going to be running behind a better offensive line than he would have had if he stuck around Oregon State.
So let me ask you, what's the next step now for Mario now? Is there a lull now and we just wait for camp?
Well, there's recruiting. There's the 2025 class, so we'll be busy with that. Miami's got a bunch of people that come in here at the end of May, beginning of June, in terms of the top 2025 and 2026 kids who are all, they make these decisions earlier and earlier. All this stuff goes on, and the summer visits are really, really important because we'll see that happen as coaching changes occur. But the summer is really, I think, when a lot of guys – who are the top guys, make their decisions and say, okay, this is who I'm locking in with. So you want to be able to score some of those dudes here in the next few months. But you're right. I mean, this is it. I mean, the guys I mentioned in the portal, those are kind of the finishing touches if you can get them. And then, it's a matter of staying healthy, being ready for August 31st, getting guys, in those off-season weight programs and ready to go for the start of the season.
All right. Good stuff there. What are you working on?
Well, I'm driving to Palm Beach County, helping out our NFL desk on a story that I can't reveal too much information on, but I am working on that. I just got off the heat, that debacle the last two games here in South Florida. I was at the arena for both of those games and did a podcast yesterday with Kevin Brockway. What's that?
My sympathies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that to be leading all of 56 seconds over two games is tough to swallow. But, you know, Spoelstra's basically throwing a mash unit out there right now, right? Okay. I mean, there's nobody really available to him and completely shorthanded and almost mission impossible.
Bro, they had to win one game in this series. The fact that the fact that Spo and company won one game is a miracle in this series. Come on.
Yeah. And you know, I guess the bigger question for me is when I look at the Heat, it's like, well, what's their end game here? Because Jimmy's 34. There's a lot of wear on those tires. Is it Jamie Hawkins? Is it Nikola Jovic? Is that where they're going with this? Is that the future of this team?
See, you know,
so it'll be an interesting.
You know what the problem with the Heat is right now? Is that they are their own worst enemy because they're the franchise that refuses to ever give up. Refuses to ever reset, and they're always trying to win. And the problem is, over the last few years, you keep trying to win, but you don't have the assets to acquire what you really need in order to win big.
Right.
And then you're not willing to reset the team, which is what I don't mind. Go back to youth and go re-sign Jimmy. If he becomes a dick too bad over the next 2 years, get out of that contract, bro.
Yeah.
Try to move on from Tyler and try to get more liquid and wait a couple of years. Develop Hyman, develop Jovic. You got another draft pick this year. Develop that. All of it. And then try to develop a core and then get liquid over the next couple of years once you get Jimmy. And then you could go out and buy a star. But if you're going to try to do that same shit again this offseason, you're just going to try to patch it up. And you don't have the resources to trade for stars. And you have to, you know, like the Lillard thing, you had to pray for him to do a James Harden because that's really the only way he was going to perform into Miami. He had to be a dick. He wasn't willing to become a dick, so that's why he ends up in Milwaukee. But in the NBA, if you're a dick, you will get your way. He wasn't willing to do it. That's the only way you were going to get that guy. And now if you look at it, maybe he wasn't really the answer. So, from them, I do a reset. But they hate that. They don't do that under Biden.
I mean, that's part of the issue, right? I mean, Pat's closing in on 80, right? And that's what this is. It's we got to keep going after it. I got to deliver another championship. And I think, you know, at some point.
Ooh.
Sorry about that, though. Jimmy's 34. This did itself out, right? And we just don't have enough assets, like you said. So we'll see if they get to that point this summer. But, you know, I like Jovic. I like Jamie Hawkins. I think those guys are two solid pieces. I don't know that they're the – you know, that's necessarily what you build around. You probably need a lot more than that, but – I think those are two good young pieces to at least have a starting point.
Yeah, and Bam, I like all of that. My problem with everybody else about Bam has been that you're forcing him into a role that he isn't because he's not a star.
Can't hear you now.
he's really the number three.
I lost
guy.
The audio.
Yeah. Oh, you don't. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Let's see if I can get it back. I lost it. Yeah.
Got it.
Damn phone calls killed the audio.
Okay. Yeah. You got it now? You hear me?
Sorry.
Okay. No. No. No, not hearing. All right. That's it. Anyways, that's our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report.